Welcome to the Discovering Your Authentic Success call. I'm Shawn Tuttle, and I am so delighted to be here with you to talk about your authentic success. We are going to jump right in, and I want to start with success, the traditional sense of it. Looking it up, I've got some really dry definitions here from dictionary.com. The favorable or prosperous termination of attempts or endeavors, and the attainment of wealth, position, honors, or the like. And, you know, we have a lot to do in this world, and success is good, except when it's not. Really terrible, awful example, for a while, Hitler was really successful at what he was doing. He had a vision, he set goals, and he made those happen. I think we can all agree that one is not good. When I began my last business, my first success marker, right? So my first goal towards my endeavor was to break even. And I went out and I got clients and I did break even, except that the clients that I got were for bookkeeping. And that was a service that I soon found I didn't want to offer anymore. It sucked me dry. It wasn't fun. It wasn't fulfilling. It didn't give me that sense of meaning that I've been craving all of my life. So again, there's this successful, yes, I reached my goals, I'm doing what I said I wanted to do, and there's something really missing. Maybe you've had that same experience. Maybe you've had a big sale, or you've achieved success in a way that you said, yes, I got done what I wanted to get done, what I set out to do. And I don't necessarily like the type of work I'm doing, or I don't like the people that I'm working with, or I sacrificed my health in order to accomplish this. I lost my life. I don't have any time for myself anymore. I never get exercise. I'm not doing my art anymore. I don't spend much time with friends. All of that just feels like it's been sucked away. I call this the led by the head model. The head thinks it's know what's best, but it doesn't always know. It sets arbitrary goals based on what other people are doing. You know, the figure that seems to be floating around on the internet a lot is 100K. Like, make six figures by doing this, 100,000 for this, 100,000 for that. So, oh, well, that sounds like a great goal, 100,000. It's an arbitrary goal. It's not necessarily connected to what is meaningful and important to me. It could also be unrealistic. If I don't have any past history in doing that, it's going to be a heck of a lot harder than starting with something that is more practical based on my own experience. Is it impossible? Of course not. And why kill yourself? We're looking for realism. What I find to be even more dangerous in this led by the head model is that it denies the inner journey. It discredits what we typically call intuition or that gut feeling. It convinces us that it's being logical, that it's being objective, that it's being neutral. And I will flat out say that that's a lie. We all know that thoughts lead to emotion. Thoughts are meant to be objective, and yet they lead to emotion. If you start thinking a sad thought, I can guarantee that your energy level will drop and you will start getting sad. If you put a bunch of good, happy, positive thoughts in your head, I can guarantee that your spirits are going to start lifting. that is objective. Like that is a if this, then that. Our head wants to think that it knows what's best. But that denies a huge part of ourselves. And unfortunately, our culture has been supporting this led by the head convention and denying our inner experience and relegating that to the realm of the artist. Oh, they're the emotional ones. They're the passionate ones. They're the ones who get to play with creativity. Here in business, we're all about nuts and bolts and logic and chunk, chunk, chunk. Success is so much more than power, money, and fame. And I would venture to guess that you are on this call because you also want health, well-being, creative expression, freedom, joy, and satisfaction. So let's do a little deconstruction of success, because when we can kind of get at the bare bones of it, we can rebuild it in a way that's meaningful to you. If success is the accomplishment, the achievement of an endeavor, so I'm going to call that endeavor a vision. So you have a vision. Now, we're going to add to that the right endeavor, the right vision. And by right, I mean aligned with your values, honoring of life, yours and everybody's, and meaningful to you, on track with your purpose. And even if you don't know what your grand life purpose is and how many people do, it is consistent with your heart space. When you're in your heart, you say yes to that. It feels good. So that's what I mean by right. Not a subject, black and white type of thing, but aligned with your values. So we have a vision, a right vision. Then we set goals to accomplish that endeavor. And we make sure that they are the right goals. So again, if I want to make X amount of money and I've come up with an amount that is right and appropriate and aligned with my values, and there's another very important reason for aligning with your values, which I'll get to. Those goals along the way, there are a gazillion, there's literally limitless ways that I can get to the goal of a successful business, however I'm defining success. Whatever my markers for success are. I can lead workshops. I can do coaching. I can do bookkeeping. I can wash cars. I can do house cleaning. I can do a gazillion different things. And I'm going to set the right goals, ones that are aligned with my values, play to my strengths and skills. They're meaningful to me. They're what light me up when I think about doing them. I love the people that I get to work with, and I feel that it's my service, capital S service to the world. Those are the types of goals that I'm going to set towards that right vision. So the right goals towards the right vision. And the third part is to honor yourself along the journey. Really, oh my gosh, this is so important. I can't believe we've been, so programmed not to pay attention to our inner journey as we go forth in the world and do our work. So this is our working definition of authentic success. And of course, I absolutely encourage you to take it and work with it and come up with your own definition. But until you have your own, let's work with this one. So success being the accomplishment of the right endeavor that was achieved through the completion of the right goals and honoring of yourself along the journey. One more thought on the importance of aligning with your values. You are so powerful. It manifests in what you do in the world, but it's also a big part of what you do under the surface. If you take on an activity, if you take on a commitment that is not aligned with your values, there's a very good chance that that thing is not going to happen. That's where self-sabotage comes in. That's where little things happen that keep getting in the way. That is one way of your self, your capital S self, making sure, doing its best to keep you on track, even if you're not consciously aware of it. So when you are aligned with your values, your whole spirit, and that part of your spirit that is connected with the whole universe, can get on board and help you get to where you want to go. And you know that that happens so much faster, so much easier, when everything is aligned towards that. Okay, so this sounds great. And you might be wondering, how do I do this consciously and consistently? Because I am pretty darn sure that you have at least one, if not a bunch, but at least one experience of completing a meaningful, satisfying, and fulfilling goal that you have been able to look back and say, I had success at this time and it was so right on, and I want more of those. But you aren't quite sure what you did differently, and you're not quite sure how to do it again. Authentic success. So the rest of the premise of this call is about integration. So on the one hand, we've got this traditional notion of success. And this is the, you could look at this in terms of yin and yang, the masculine and the feminine. We've had this very heavy focus on the masculine, go out and do, accomplish. So that, have a vision, set goals, go do it. So we've got that on the one hand, and that is incredibly important because that is our opportunity to express ourselves and bring our juiciest inner energy out into the world to share with other people. Now, on the other hand, we've got what I'm going to call, this is the most unfortunate acronym, your authentic success space. But let's call it your authentic success. So you've got that in you, and I'm going to lead you there, and you may recognize it and already have a different name for it. It's something that you've experienced before. Now, I'm reading this awesome book. It's called The Pocket Guide to Interpersonal Neurobiology by Dr. Dan Siegel. He's a brain guy, went to Harvard. There are some models in this book that are so apt to what we are talking about. So what he has found is that integration, and so of course he's talking about the different brain processes, but integration of the different brain processes is the core, it's the fundamental piece of health. And what they found is when they study the different mental disorders, what they're finding, that common thread, is that there is a lack of integration between these different parts of the brain. They're not forged together, the connections have not been made, for a variety of reasons. So just as this seems to, you know, be synonymous with what's been going on in our world, where we've got this world of business, which is, you know, this is our logical, it's our go out there and get things done. And then we've got this artistic realm, which is about digging in, more about the feeling tone. It's more about the experience and the journey. And there's a lack of integration between the two. So within yourself, in this context, we're looking at your doing, I'm going to call it, so we'll talk about two different spaces. Your doing space, that's the part of you that sets goals and goes out and does, and your authentic success space. Healing comes, so again, I'm referring back to this wonderful book on interpersonal neurobiology. Healing can be condensed down into a three-part process. One, identifying the domain of integration that's not well developed. So in this case, in our case, we're going to identify that sort of missing like I see it as a deflated balloon, right? So if like the part that we're used to using is this blown up balloon, then this other part is like this deflated balloon. And our deflated balloon is that space of authentic success. Step two is to basically give it love. Give it the love. So what you're technically doing is stimulating activation and growth. We give it attention. We give it support. We acknowledge it and give it respect and invite it to participate in our life. The third step, now that you've got these two different parts that are both acknowledged and respected, you forge the linkage. Connect them. We integrate them. So an easy way to think of this also is think of a chorus. So you've got your bass and your tenors and your altos and your sopranos. Now say the entire section of the sopranos just up and, you know, disappeared. They were just gone. And so the chorus goes on, the bass and the tenors and the altos, and they're going along, but they're like, you know, there's something missing. So the first thing they do is they identify what's missing. Oh my gosh, our entire soprano section's missing. Two, they give it the love. They give it support, acknowledgement, respect. They say, sopranos, we want you back in here. Do you need another voice coach? You know, what do you need to feel good about staying here and being present? Step three, integrate. Awesome. Here's a piece that we can work on. We'll find our harmony, all work together. We each respect our unique roles in this chorus, and we all work together. So that is what we are going to do with your authentic success space. Okay, so a little variation here. If you're sitting, I'm going to ask you to stand up. Bear with here. Just play along. You've been sitting for 20 minutes now. So stand up. And then do a little bit of a forward fold. Bend your knees. Let your head hang. And I know you're all doing this. I'm serious. Do your forward fold. Knees bent. Head hangs. Release all your air. Then put your hands on your hips. Feel your feet planting strongly on the ground. Drop your tailbone. Pull your belly button into the core. And lift up with a straight back. Doing this drops you right into the present. So staying in a relaxed space, and you can sit down again. Thank you for humoring me. I'm going to give you a little narrative of what my authentic space feels like. And as you listen, I'm going to ask you to just relax. You can close your eyes and drop your shoulders, release your jaw, and relax. Because then I'm going to move into turning the attention to you, and I want you to be in a relaxed position when we do that. So here's for me, just to, I don't know, kind of set the stage. Yours is going to be your own. I'm just going to share here. My authentic success space encapsulates and embodies all that I feel to be right and good. There's no place here for guilt or for the should gremlin. It embodies everything that my childhood self ever dreamt for me. It has this very rich and full feeling to it. It just is. I don't strive or push or try. I just sink into it. I have a confidence in the knowing that I am part of all, of everything. It is a portal to the divine. I feel it as part of my shared experience as a spiritual being. It's expansive. It goes deep. And it's fluid. It's my place of deep rest. I know that for me, this is where I come when I need to lick my wounds or process something. It's my place of safety. It's my place of refueling. Has the experience of open heart. Now, more specifically, I want to shift the attention to your experience. In this relaxed place, where you know with absolute certainty that it is good. I'm going to ask you to recall an experience in which you were totally delighted with the results of something that you did. Maybe the word success comes up and maybe not. You feel great about it. Could be work related, maybe not. Could be recent, could be a long time ago. What's important is that you are thrilled with the outcome. You know that you made this happen. And whether it came together as by magic, or that you know that you worked your butt off and that you were the conductor of orchestrating this thing. You made that happen. This is your success starter, like sourdough starter. Now, holding that feeling within you, Now I want you to deliberately call in even more love. It might help to picture someone that you experience a lot of love with. Feel your heart expand. Feel the corners of your mouth lift. Feel the lightness that that brings in. Now the picture of that person may fade and the feeling remains. Now pull in, invite in a feeling of gratitude. It may help to picture a time that you felt absolute gratitude for a person or a situation or something that happened, something bigger than yourself. Let the feeling of that gratitude extend out into all your limbs and beyond. Now the picture may fade, but the feeling remains. Now you'll call in the feeling of delight. That gorgeous, yummy, tasty, wonderful feeling of delight. Let it tickle your being, tickle your toes. Now, if a symbol, such as a word or a phrase or an image, a movement, a sound, pops up into your mind's eye that captures this feeling, this experience, please write it down. And on that page, you can title it My Authentic Success, space. And it has some words there of what that experience, something that represents that experience, that symbol. Now, if this has not been a place that you've been coming often, the symbol itself probably won't make you feel it fully when you look at it. It's a representation. It can remind you, it can trigger you, and it can crack the door open. The way to recall it fully is to experience it again. And the more often you experience it, the easier it is to return to it, and the power of that symbol will grow. The symbol itself is not important. Using it as a tool to get to this experience is what's important. On the same piece of paper, the one titled My Authentic Success Space, I would like you to write down the 3 steps to coming back to this space. This is your little mini roadmap. 1, relax. It's that simple. Relax. Soften the shoulders, the jaw, be in a quiet space where you won't be interrupted. And let all tension go from your body. And start by, doing a forward fold to get present, if that helps. So 1, relax. 2, recall your success starter. So recall that experience that first came up of, that was my experience of, I did it and I feel great about that. So that's number two. Recall that experience and, most importantly, how it felt. How you felt in that experience. Three, call in big doses of love, gratitude, and delight. That is how you get back. And like I said, the more often you come back to it, the more familiar it becomes. And here's the thing. When something is unfamiliar, we tend to resist it. When something is familiar, we begin to rely on it as a place to go for safety. Unfortunately, most of our defaults have to do with fear-based reaction. That's actually where we go as a default. By coming back to your authentic success space, you are retraining your mind to say, this is where I want my default to be. This is where I want to come back to when the shit hits the fan, when I'm not feeling well. So, this was step one of the healing process, which was shining the light on this authentic success space and saying, hey, I see you. I want more of you in my life. Now we go on to step two, which is giving it the love. We want to support it being a present space in your life, which, as I've mentioned, is a question of returning to it. Now, the final scenario, the ultimate goal here, is that this space, this authentic space, is so present in your life that you don't have to call on it to bring it back. It's just there. You just live with it. You live in it. You just revel in it all the time. Now, since you're so close to it right now, you know that that is possible. Unfortunately, life happens and we kind of get triggered out of it. We get triggered into that default reaction mode. So until it is a common, regular place in your life, it needs to be supported. And there are three main things here. So one, remembering to recall it. It seems so silly, especially when we're so close to it right now. I'll never forget this. Ay, 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 3 o'clock this afternoon, in between appointments, when you're getting tired, think you're going to be remembering it? It's going to be a little more challenging. So we need to remember to recall it. Practice recalling it, right? Just because I know I need to go there isn't the same as going there. So I need to practice that, which is awesome because the more I practice it, the easier it is to get back there and the faster I get back there. The third way that we can support it is to acknowledge it when it pops up spontaneously. In the middle of the day, you have this flash right back into it. You can acknowledge it right then and there and say, yes, I see you. I am so grateful to have you as part of my present life right now. Now, remembering to recall it. It's so, I think this is so funny that this is actually one of the hardest parts. The way that I have found that makes this the easiest, that takes all of the weight of other systems to remind you to remember to come back to here. The easiest way to do this is to incorporate it into a routine. And ideally, this is hooked into something that you're already doing. For me, for example, my morning routine goes something like this. My alarm clock goes up. I get up. I go to my yoga mat. I do a little bit of yoga. I go to my corner for a little bit of seated meditation. I get in the shower, and then I go do my journaling. I just know that that is how it unfolds for me. Yoga, meditation, shower, journal. Boom. And I'm sure you can imagine when I do my remembering work. I do it while I'm in my corner, in my seated meditation corner. Does it have to be in the morning? No, of course not. Does it have to be during meditation? No, of course not. And I definitely would encourage it during that time because you're already relaxed. So you've already got that first step. Remember your map? Relax, call in the success starter, then call in these other, the love, gratitude, and delight. You've already got first step taken care of. But you can do it at any time. Like I said, it's best if it's part of a routine, especially that you're already doing. New routines are challenging to establish. If doing something like putting a reminder on your bathroom mirror works, that's fine. But just knowing how the brain works, when you look at something a whole bunch of times, you start ignoring it. You can put it on your calendar. But if you hit it when you're in doing mode, you'll probably blow right by it. Realistically here. So this mechanism of a routine is incredibly helpful. So I would like to take a minute. So we're going to take a minute for you to think about different things that happen during your day that this might be a good time to put this in, to put this recalling action into your day. Okay, so we do have three criteria here. One, it's something that you do daily. Two, it is a solo activity. So it's something in which there isn't the threat of being interrupted. And three, that you actually do it daily. Could be part of your morning walk. Could be while you sit in the hot tub. Could be while you're drinking your tea during siesta. As long as it happens daily and you won't be interrupted. So I'm going to put on the timer. There's going to be a minute of silence while you incorporate that into a part of your day. Go. That's step number two, giving it support, giving it that acknowledgement and the respect, and inviting it to be a part of our life, your life. Our third step, integrating it into your life. Now, this is a huge area. It can get into your decision-making process, the commitments in your life, your relationships, your thoughts, right? If you've got self-defeating thoughts, habits, patterns, it can be applied in all of these different areas. And how that gets done, you get creative and you figure that out on a case-by-case basis. The part that I want to focus on today is with your existing commitments, the things that are already in your life. So understanding that anything in your life, like I said, these could be, it could be projects, it could be clients, relationships, pets, anything, is either going to support you being in this space, or it's going to distract. It's going to pull you out of it. The one way that I like to think about this is, I wrote about this in a blog post not too long ago. It's about our cat when I was a kid. And if you've ever moved with a cat, you've probably experienced this. When I was about 5 years old, we moved 2 blocks. And we had this cat, and she was a very skittish cat. She was kind of an outdoor cat. But we moved, we brought the cat, and she kept on running back home to what she considered home. She kept running back to her territory. So my folks would go and get her and bring her back. The cat's understanding of what was familiar and what was safe and what was her, you know, authentic cat space was one place. And every time we brought her to this other place that was foreign, that was wrong to her, so she kept on returning to this other place. And, you know, then the human would go and bring her back until it was comfortable, until it was familiar. And then she was there all the time. And that was her new reality. That was her new space. So being the sensitive and intuitive human that you are, I know that you've already got some things in your life that support you being in your authentic success space. So take a few seconds to list, and ideally this would be a fresh piece of paper, list out 3 to 5 either people or scenarios, situations, commitments, pets, anything in your life that recall that are aligned with that feeling that you were just experiencing, that heart-based feeling of yes, yeah, that big feeling of yes, combined with love and gratitude and delight. List a few things that you've already got in your life that are aligned with that. These are your warm fuzzies. Okay, flip side, going to the dark side. There are some things, most likely, in your life that pull you out of that space. And again, they could be relationships, they could be clients, they could also be thought patterns or habits. You know, like start doing email and the next thing you know, you're just annihilated because you can't stop. You know, I mean, that's a habit, that's a pattern. So list out 3 to 5 things that you can identify that pull you out of that space. The strategies that we're working with here, in integrating these two spaces, your doing space and your authentic space, it's twofold. One, it's supporting the authentic space in being present, and it's removing what doesn't belong there. So of those things that you wrote down that don't belong, well, I'm calling them don't belong, the things that are inconsistent with your authentic space, you have choices there. You can disengage. You can delegate. You can renegotiate. Ignoring it won't help your authentic space. And I can't emphasize enough how important this is. As long as you give your head free rein to justify these distractions in your life, you're not honoring yourself, your capital S self. Of course, you want to disengage. If disengage is the answer, you want to do it responsibly to others and yourself. And remember that a plan to disengage from something can run concurrently with a plan to engage in something that is right for you. So the final little piece that I want to pull into the integration part. When you catch something, and so this is more for the habits and the self-defeating thought patterns. When you feel yourself somewhere, not the good place, and you recall, you're like, oh, this isn't my authentic success space. Acknowledge that. Even if you don't have the time to fully get into your authentic success space, acknowledge that you can stop the negative pattern and choose differently. And ideally, you are choosing to take a breath. And, you know, like I said, the more you come back into your authentic success space, the easier it is to take a breath and drop into it without having to go through a long process to get into it. That is a powerful tool. To be able to use it to stop something that is pulling you in the other direction. And you do have that strength. And you do have that awareness at your fingertips to utilize on a daily basis. We talked about authentic success as being an integral part of success for a whole and complete life. Knitting those two together, and it's a process. And it begins with acknowledging that authentic success space, supporting it in your life, inviting and encouraging it to be a present, active participant, and then learning how to integrate it into the rest of your daily doings. And then learning how to integrate that into your goal-setting process and your decision-making process. Like I said, there's, you know, you could integrate it into every part of your life. If you would like support on your natural professional journey and forever deepening levels of integrating your authentic success in your life, I hope you'll consider one-on-one coaching with me. I currently have 3 spots available. And if you think that it might be for you, shoot me an email or give me a call to talk about it. I'll be sending out an email with a link to this call recording, and I'll put my phone number in that email as well. And, you know, I absolutely welcome feedback and comments. And I would love to hear what additional subjects you would like me to address.